It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, we're going to consider how President Obama and the Congress are adjusting to the new reality in Washington after last week's midterm elections. Many presidents shake up their White House staff 2 years into their administration, and in the Obama White House, staff changes are likely. Still, despite the big Democratic losses last week, political observers are not expecting an inrush of new blood. Aides who've already left the White House were replaced by insiders, and the same seems likely for any new changes. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, that has some Democrats worried, the White House is ignoring a big flashing sign that's warning, change course.
In almost every key area of the White House, there have been recent departures near the top. When Council of Economic Advisers Chair Christina Romer left in September, President Obama replaced her with Council Member Austin Goolsbee.
Austin's been one of my good friends and close economic advisors for many years.
In early October, President Obama replaced White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel with Emanuel's deputy.
I am very fortunate to be able to hand the baton to my wise, skillful, and longtime counselor, Pete Russ.
And 1 week later, President Obama announced that National Security Advisor Jim Jones was leaving, and Mr. Obama said Deputy National Security Advisor Tom Donilon would be crossing the deputy off his business card.
He has helped manage our national security team and the policymaking process, and won the respect and admiration of his colleagues in the White House and across the administration.
So what do these replacements all have in common?
There's a tendency to hire within, promote from within, or as they say in musical theater, stick to your own kind.
Democratic strategist Robert Rabin held senior jobs in the Clinton Justice Department and on Capitol Hill. He says in any White House, or any workplace for that matter, insularity is the price you pay for trust.
The single most important job qualification in a position at this level is, would you do what I, the president, would do if I had the time to do it?
That means understanding what goes on in the president's head, which no outsider can be expected to do. But an inner circle that understands the president well may also share the president's blind spots. As one very plugged-in and slightly exasperated Democratic outsider put it, this president is heavily enabled. Many prominent Democrats outside of the White House share this concern, but most would not speak on the record because they don't want to burn bridges. Everyone at the White House seems to be on the same page, which, according to these outside Democrats, is not necessarily a good thing. Don Baer was communications director and chief speechwriter for President Clinton.
A leader at this level needs sometimes conflicting opinions and attitudes and points of view within his team so that he actually is able to see the very best avenues to pursue.
President Obama prides himself on hearing dissenting views. He invites groups of people who disagree with him to the White House and listens to their ideas. But whether he acts on those ideas is a separate question. The small circle of people whose counsel he has relied on for the last 4 years remains relatively unchanged. Baer says when Clinton brought outsiders into his staff at senior positions, people fought. It wasn't fun.
But it actually worked, and it got us to, and more important, the president and the country to, much better decisions that worked from the standpoint of policy, for the country much better, and also for the president politically much better.
There are Democrats who think these concerns are overblown. Former White House counsel Beth Nolan says, relax, the midterms were less than a week ago.
I'm not saying don't change a thing, but I think the president's probably himself thinking about what kinds of changes he wants to make, and that I just think it's way too early to tell what he's going to do.
But even according to people within the White House, a certain bunker mentality persists. Nolan says that may change over time. She didn't know the Clintons at all when she started as a junior White House staffer.
In the first several years, most of the people were people who were in the inner circle or had worked on the campaign. They were well known. I think the circle started expanding over time. I expect that's what we'll see here, too.
During the campaign, President Obama had a no-new-friends rule. This midterm election suggests it may be time for him to reevaluate whether that rule should continue to apply to his senior staff. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You can see those outgoing senior officials and insiders who've replaced them in a chart at npr.org.